Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, January 15th. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways in Grey Bruce range from partly snow-covered to bare and wet. 6 on the peninsula is track bare, 21 in Saugeen Shores and to the south is track bare, but it's bare between Owen Sound and Allenford. 10 and 26 are mainly bare. Fair to good visibility, road cameras are showing snowier conditions in Saugeen Shores and to the south. County roads are partly snow-covered with icy stretches. Public Works crews in Owen Sound will be removing excess snow buildup downtown tonight. City Hall says the snow removal operation will begin at 8 p.m. It should wrap up by early tomorrow morning. Vehicles parked in the downtown core must be removed from parking spaces by 8 o'clock tonight. You can find a list of affected streets in our story on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. West Grey Police say they have laid charges against an owner in a serious dog attack. They say on January 2nd, police and Municipal Animal Control began an investigation into a dog attack on a 58-year-old man who was jogging on the Glen Elg-Holland town line. They say he suffered serious life-altering injuries in the attack by multiple dogs, which ended when a passing driver chased the pack of dogs off and drove the man to the hospital. Police say the dogs numbered as many as 5 to 10 of them and that the attack lasted for several minutes. A 69-year-old West Grey woman has been charged with criminal negligence causing bodily harm as a result of the incident. She was arrested yesterday and will appear in a Walkerton court late next month. Bruce County's Long-Term Care and Senior Services continues to work on making the community more friendly to aging. Their focus is to help create a physical and social environment that promotes independent, active living, enabling older adults to continue contributing to all aspects of community life. Bruce County Warden Luke Charbonneau.
I think we are doing a lot of work to make life better for everybody, but it's good that we have this initiative focused specifically on seniors because our population is getting older and that's just a reality and we need to focus on that.
The federal government plans to use 2 leased Black Hawk helicopters along the Canada-U.S. border. Public Safety Minister David McGuinty said other measures to beef up border security include 60 new surveillance drones and some more surveillance towers. Tech help also includes X-rays and handheld chemical analyzers. It's part of a $1.3 billion plan in response to demands from President-elect Donald Trump and threats of tariffs. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 200 points to 24,789. The Dow Jones is up 703 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.8 U.S. cents, up 0.07 of a cent. And the price of oil is $80.49, up $2.99 a barrel. In sports, the inaugural OHL Top Prospects game is set to be held in Brantford this evening, and 3 Owen Sound attack players will be taking part. David Bedkowski, Harry Nancy, and Matthew Kaprosky, all playing on the Western Conference team. The attack are off until Friday when they travel to Brampton to face the Steelheads. You can hear that game live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League tonight, the Kincardine Bulldogs take on the Fergus Whalers. 2 games in the NHL this evening, Buffalo hosts Carolina and the Edmonton Oilers visit Minnesota. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs will try to end their 3-game slide when they play at home against the New Jersey Devils. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the Boston Celtics. And in Australian Open tennis, Canadian Felix Auger-Aliassime is out. Leila Fernandez is on to round 3. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Flurries tonight, some blowing snow, minus 10, the wind chill minus 20 overnight. Flurries and blowing snow tomorrow morning, we could get about 2 centimeters, a high of minus 4, feeling like minus 10 with the wind chill in the afternoon. I'm Claire McCormack, now you are up to date.